The Gemara says in Daf Kuflam Adam Beis, Amar Vidur Amar Shmuel Mipnei Ma Amar Zebni Naman. Why is a person Naman if he says Zebni? Hayilu Baal Shem Gashi Is Ishti Naman. Since if a Baal says Gashi Is Ishti, he's Naman. So if he says Zebni, you're also Naman. So the Gemara asks, Amar Yosef, Mari Davram, Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya. So in fact, Yosef Akashi says, Mari Davram, how can you say such a thing? You're saying the Tam, you're being Tali Tam, something which is Tanya, something which we learned in a Mishnah Braisa, with a Dav which is like Tanya, something which is only a Memra of an Amira. So in other words, the din of Zebni Naman, that's a Mishnah. And you come to say Pshan in the Mishnah based on something which is not a Mishnah, just a Meimer Baalma, the din of Baal Shem Gash, it's Ishti Naman, that's not a Mishnah, it's not a Braisa. So how could you come and say the Tam of a Dav which is Mefurish in the Mishnah with a Dav which is not Mefurish at all, which is just a Meimer Baalma? It doesn't make sense. That's the Kash of Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya. But what Lachar needs to be over here is, what's the pshat? Why do we use this expression over here of Mari Davram? Mari Davram means Yibane Shalom, like the Rashbam says, but doesn't just mean Yibane Shalom, it means specifically the Mari Davram, the Adon of Avram, the Lakim of Avram. So why do we use this expression of the Lakim of Avram, the God of Avram, Tali Tana B'Loi Tanya? What does that have to do with Avram Avinu and the God of Avram Avinu when he comes to express his kash of Tali Tanya B'Loi Tanya? And we find another time in Shas where this type of kasha is used, this expression is used, and we're in Shabbos, Tav Chavez. Also, the Lashon of Mari Davram is used. And it's the same type of kasha of Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya. So what's the pshat? There's some connection over here between Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya and this expression of Mari Davram. And I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be that we know, we find in this week's parasha, Chazal Talas, the matter says, that Avram Avinu was Makaris Baira, and his own he came to be Makar the Baira. He was Hitzitz Babira, and he was Matzah the Baal Habira. He looked at the Bira, and he figured out that there must be a Baal Habira. And this was a tremendous chiddush. It was a revolution in how to understand the Bria. Most people at that time, they looked at the world, they see a world, they see Alan Kumin Hagen Nagin, they see a physical world in front of their eyes. They don't see any Bayer Ilam, they don't see anyone who created it, so they assume that the world we do see, we don't see anything else. So why assume that there's a Bayer Ilam? Why assume that there's anyone else? Avraham Avinu came and he made a Mapecha. He turned everything over and he said that, yes, even though we see the world, and the world is something that we see with our physical eyes and we don't see anything else, but there is a Bara Ilam, there must be a Bara Ilam, something which is not seen, and that Dover which is not seen, that we can't see with our own eyes, he is the one who really created the Dover that we could see. In a sense, it's the Hepech of what everyone thought. What you see in front of your eyes must be the Iker, and there's nothing else. And he's saying, no, Fakir, the Iker is a Dover that you can't see, a Dover which is not near Lainayim, and that Dover which is not near Lainayim, that Ribbono Shel Olam is the Dover that created the world. There's a Bara and a Nivra, and HaKadosh Baruch himself that you can't see is really the Iker, as opposed to everything else, which is a Tuffel. So if you think about it, what Avraham Avinu did, his Chiddush was, it was mamash the biggest Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya that ever happened in history. He took a Tanya, Davar, which is Mefurish, which is in front of us, which you could see with your own eyes, meaning that this world, the physical world, we could see, it's here, you could touch it, you could feel it, you could see it. That's the biggest Tanya that there is, and it was Tali that Tanya B'Delai Tanya. He was Tali that Tanya, Davar, which you can't see, and you can't feel, and you can't experience, and you can't see with your senses. It's something they have to believe in. And it's a Kalapi, the world, which is Tanya, that's considered Delay Tanya. That's something which cannot be seen. And Avraham Avinu was Taylor the Tanya, but Delay Tanya. He said that this Dover, which is Tanya, that we see, is really the Tufel, and is really an Iker, which is HaKadosh Baruch himself, which can't be seen, who is the one who is the Bayer Kalai Lamas. And that was the idea of being Matzitz in the Bira, and being Makitat as Baal Bira. That was Tali Tanya, but Delay Tanya. So Mimelo, when Avraham Avinu, the Mari Davram, the Avraham Avinu is Elokus, that he was Makir, came about through the Hakar of Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya. So whenever there's such a kasha in the Gemara, when the Gemara asks Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya, we bedafki use the lashon of Mari Davram, the Lakim of Avram, the Adon of Avram, because that was mamish the Inyan, the greatest Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya, and the Mele that lashon is used whenever you have such a kasha of Tali Tanya B'Delai Tanya.